We left the congested streets of Algiers and headed east on the East-West Highway, a new, super-smooth speedway funded by the government and built by the Chinese. Dubbed the world's most expensive road, its budget was originally slated to be $7 billion, but it ended up costing $13 billion once kickbacks and inflated contracts were factored in. The highway stretches 688 miles across the length of Algeria, without a single crossing for pedestrians. Algeria is beautiful, but Algerians are lazy, Soufiane mused as we breezed through rolling hills and olive groves, verdant against a brilliant blue sky. At the side of the road, men sold apples and dates. Algerians don't want to work. The French were the ones who built Algeria, he said. I was surprised to hear him say this. His father and uncle were mujahids, revolutionaries, who fought the French for the country's independence. Of his 12 brothers and sisters, Soufiane alone remained in Algeria to look after his aging parents. Having renounced his life as a kebabchi, his profound empathy for animals now found expression in his collection of caged birds. I used to be a pitiless fighter, Soufiane told me. In the Black Decade, he was a teenager in one of Algiers' roughest neighborhoods. Several of his friends were killed, and he saw terrible violence. Civilians murdered, babies with their throats slit. During the breakdown of law and order, he became, in his telling, a street fighter who set out to right wrongs and defend the defenseless. Later, Soufiane showed me his scars. One stretched across the back of his head like a huge fish hook. There was a stab wound in his stomach, and a small, hard knot on the flesh of his leg where he'd been shot. In 2003, Soufiane went to jail after he stabbed a man he had seen beating his own mother. When he was released, he repudiated violence because he realized the disenfranchised were fighting each other. Each of us was doing injustice to one another, he told me. All of us were poor. I felt bad. Soon after leaving prison, he discovered sheep fighting and became a disciple. I grew very quiet in the car, thinking about how the war for independence, a fight for freedom and equality that inspired countless liberation movements and set the bar impossibly high for future generations, had given way to the nihilistic self-destruction of the 1990s. Instead of building the country and developing its potential, the men of Soufiane's generation, born free but growing up in the shadows of war, had spent their formative years knifing one another. But Soufiane lightened and began to croon, mixing wry folk music with a hymn to fighting sheep. Bring me to Miami, I want to see Guantanamo, Hannah Champion, he sang sweetly. He could careen from the tragic to the comic, the carnal to the ascetic. Later, at dinner, while wolfing down four steaks, he told me he fasted every Monday and Thursday.